T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Mike Shope.
I can't believe you're the age you are and you've not seen giraffes run on a TV show. What?
And the bulldog.
Long-range toddy? How would you make that up?
Someone did.
On WGR.
Sorry, I got a spit take on a mic over here.
Someone did. It's great.
Sports Radio 550.
Yep, that was not the cider either.
It really, I walked out of the room during the break just now, came back in, very noticeable.
You can smell it.
It smells like we got candles burning in
here. Tune into the nightcap in an hour to see if it smells like cider to Joe when he comes in this room.
We got potpourri there. What do we got going there on the candles? No, I don't know. Sorry.
Yes. So here's a question. How many touchdowns do you think touchdown passes do you think Tom Brady has thrown against the Bills?
11 billion.
Joe? Higher or lower?
I'm going to go higher than 11 billion.
What do you think? 41. I heard Nick say 41,
Nick,
I believe,
Nick
in the background.
Nick in here said 41.
41.
I think it's more than that. I'm going to say 50.
50.
How many games are we talking about?
Oh, well, let's see. 2001 was the first, so 18 years.
Okay, so.
And he missed two of them, right? And parts of other ones. He missed, he was suspended for one.
All right.
Missed 3.5.
So it's under 40 games.
It's way under 40 games.
There's no playoff.
Nope. 32, 33 games.
Okay.
That's going to be more than 50, actually, then.
I'm going to say the number is 63.
I'm going to say 85.
Nick is now just glaring at Joe over that guess.
85.
What? 69.
I win.
You win. 69 times. Second on the list of touchdowns thrown against the Bills since 2001 is 15. Who would that be? Second most against the Bills since 2001.
I love.
Is 15.
And by love, I mean hate, but I love hating when you find different ways to exemplify just how absurd it is, the duration of time that has been spent with this guy lording over us.
Thank you.
I really do. I mean, I love hating it. So much. 15 touchdown passes is second.
Going back to 2001, second most touchdown passes against the Bills for any player is 15 by whom?
It's only a year after this is starting that the divisions get reconfigured and Indianapolis is no longer in our division, right? 2002 is Houston, and then that's Indy leaves our division, right?
Yeah. Okay. 2002, I think, is the first year.
So
of
I'm
that.
Ruling Manning out.
Okay.
I just don't. You saw him, but not, you know, it wasn't regular.
He might have. Okay, never mind.
So that is going to. I mean, I guess in a certain way, I'm sort of limiting us to the division, and that's probably that might be a mistake.
The way I was thinking about it is teams that are consistently finishing bottom of their division that maybe have had the same quarterback that the Bills would play a lot.
Uh huh.
But I don't know if I have a guy for that. Like, that would be what?
Right.
Dalton? Or, like, no Cleveland guy's been there long enough.
We saw Kansas City for a while there.
Yeah, maybe so like Alex Smith.
But. I don't know, man. Tannehill would not have gotten to 15 touchdowns against the Bills, would he? It's like, what are we talking about? Like six seasons, maybe?
That might be it just on volume of games. Yeah. I bet you he's played the second most.
Yeah.
So maybe Tannehill.
Maybe that's... But he had some very bad games against the Bills.
The only other AFC East quarterback I even thought of was Sanchez. And I don't think he gets the 15.
Right. And Pennington is too far back for a lot of
But he's also in Miami after the Jets. So maybe Pennington's a good guess here, too. I think that's three names, I think, that could be right.
And does the room actually smell like cider?
Yeah. I like Pennington as a guess.
Final?
Yeah.
Not right.
Tannehill.
Yes. You thought of Tannehill.
I know, but...
Tannehill had 15 so far. Has 15, maybe right. Week five he has more.
Right.
Is it week five? He has 15 touchdown passes in his career against the Bills. Sanchez has 11, or had 11, and Pennington had 8. How many guys can you name of the 14 in total that have at least 7? You've got 4. Brady, 69. Tannehill, 15. Sanchez, 11. Pennington, 8. 14 guys have at least 7 touchdown passes against the Bills since 2001. Who are the other 10?
Okay, well, Manning is going to make this list.
Wrong.
Matt Cassel.
Hang on. Manning being wrong is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
6. Now, that's not his total career, though.
Yeah. I meant Eli. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I didn't,
wrong.
I didn't mean Eli.
So that's not his entire career against the Bills. It's right. Only since 01.
Right.
You're missing, he would have a few more.
You're missing, 98 is his rookie year. So you're missing.
Six games.
And that's, right. You're missing 3 seasons of in the division.
Yep. I can get you his number if you want it.
Okay.
No, I meant his phone number. No, I didn't mean that, actually.
I like Alex Smith as a guest here.
Alex Smith is not right.
Matt Cassel.
Matt Cassel is not right. 4 is how many touchdown passes against the Bills since 2001. Also have Michael Vick.
Didn't Flacco throw like 7 last year in the opener? I'm exaggerating, but
actually it was 11 billion.
Right, but Flacco.
Flacco is correct. 9. How many games is that? Goes back to 2010. There's a few of those games. That one shootout in Baltimore that they won in overtime.
Yeah.
At least one game here where the Bills won. Kiko Alonso.
That shootout in overtime. That stupid fumble play.
Forward progress.
Who was that tight end?
Nelson.
Yes. Nelson.
Sean Nelson.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton.
Yes. Andy Dalton. 9. That's right. There are a couple of interesting names, both in the group and not in the group.
Vinny Testaverde.
Yes. 7. Between 01 and 03, and he's also someone whose career number is probably higher.
Uh-huh.
Most of his career was way before that.
Philip Rivers.
Yes. 13. Rivers is 3rd. 13 touchdown passes against the Bills. 13.
Well, they had 60 points or something 2 years ago, didn't they?
And they were up
in
there.
The Peterman game.
They were up there. He's been hit here a few times. Yeah, I mean, you have some number of games there. 5.
Only like one of those picks was a pick 6. Right? If even any of them were.
I'm not sure any of them got
Chargers?
I feel like one was, but I...
I don't know.
Either way.
It's a blur.
Fine. Rivers.
Don't people have, real memories of watching that? Like, your interest... Fans' interest was heightened for that game.
Yeah.
And it was, 35-0 in half an hour or something. It was just a joke. I mean, really, it was just such a bad beat.
I think I missed, I'm trying to remember. I think we both watched that game at home the first half.
Yeah, that's right. I was at a friend's house.
Okay, I remember driving here at halftime and like hearing the third quarter starting and Murph sort of saying like, "Well, he's out," and like, "Wow, well, you know, like okay."
No, yeah,
all time.
I remember you coming in and not even saying hello, just like, "How many has he got now?" Right. And I think maybe he had thrown like one other since.
Right. I feel like I'd missed one somewhere like traveling. Yeah. But anyway,
they kind of got back in that game, if you recall.
I don't.
No, they didn't really get back in that game. I was joking.
I don't recall.
They did score like 24 though.
How many guys do we still need?
Okay, let's find out. So it's at least 7 touchdown passes against the Bills since 01. Brady 69, Tannehill 15, Rivers 13, Sanchez 11, Dalton and Flacco 9. There's one more at 9, so you have 6 so far. Pennington 8. There's another at 8. Testaverde at 7, and there are a few more at 7.
Okay.
So you need 1-9, 1-8, and 4-7s. 6 guys. 1, 2, 3 of the 6 are still active. 1, 2, 3 are not. I'm pretty sure the one guy isn't. So, I also don't remember his retirement press conference though. So he may still be out there.
Okay,
one of these guys.
Brett Favre.
Favre is 4, I think. I saw him on a jeans commercial. No, 3. Favre, 3. Tyler Thigpen, 3. Aaron Rodgers, 3. Vince Young, 3. Russell Wilson, Eli Manning, 3. All these guys are quarterbacks, by the way.
Roethlisberger isn't going to be right, is it, Joe? Have you thought about Ben?
Yeah. No.
There's just not a lot. They only see him. They're never in the same spot in the standings. So you only see him, you know, when you get the division.
This year,
right? I'm guessing that 7. I don't think he gets there. Is Roethlisberger not? Is he wrong?
How many games do you think he's played against them? Like 4 or 5, 6.
The 0-4 finale.
Yeah.
A couple in Pittsburgh.
The game here where Stevie Johnson drops the ball in overtime.
Yeah, is there even a second game in Pittsburgh? All these years, have the Bills played him only once there? There might have been another one earlier than that.
I don't think he gets the 7.
He has 2.
Okay.
2 touchdown passes for his career against Buffalo.
How's Derek Carr?
You know, I haven't heard from him. Derek Carr 5.
Okay.
How about Matt Schaub?
Matt Schaub, not 7.
Current Atlanta backup, Matt Schaub.
2. Guys who have 2. Roethlisberger, Matt Schaub, Quincy Carter, Brandon Whedon, Kurt Warner, Geno Smith, Billy Volek, Mike Glennon, and others. Those are just some of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton has 2. Matthew Stafford, 2.
Byron Leftwich.
Ooh.
5.
David Garrard.
7. That's right.
You led
David
me there.
Garrard, 7.
I'm going to just admit right now that I could not think of David Garrard's name. And while I was trying to think of David Garrard's name, I thought of Leftwich, so I guess Leftwich. And I'm happy that Joe piled right in with David Garrard.
David Garrard, East Carolina.
Because I'm trying to think of who's that guy. I got him in playoff games. Like, he won a playoff game in Pittsburgh, maybe.
Yeah.
And I just, like, who? I can't think of the guy's name. And so Joe got it.
He was the quarterback at East Carolina, and I was on the field for one of his games at East Carolina in a downpour. Seven touchdown passes against the Bills since 2001 or more. Brady has 69. Second place is 15.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. active, inactive, I think retired, and active.
Carson Palmer?
No. Ooh, 6. Guess, that is a good guess. 6. Anybody who is 6 is a good guess. Among others with 6, Peyton Manning, since 01 only. Chad Henne. And you mentioned Alex Smith, I think,
yep.
earlier. Alex Smith.
Yep.
Fives include Jay Cutler, Kirk Cousins.
Five.
That's not too many games. Washington.
Did he throw one last year?
He did at the end. There was one in that game. Did they play Washington? He threw four touchdown passes in a game against the Bills for
Washington? There was a high-scoring late-season game in Washington.
Yep.
One of these years that the December was a blur to me.
Rex. Like
they played Philly and Washington on the road. Yeah, that's the game.
Where might we find Fitz on this list?
Eight. Wow. Fitzpatrick is right. How many games is that? Two for the Jets? Four for the Jets? Texans game? At least one game?
Maybe a Bengal game in there somewhere?
It's only ever for Houston and the Jets.
Okay.
I know that, but I don't know how many. It's a few games.
Yeah.
Eight. Fitzpatrick is right. Good. One, two more prominent active quarterbacks, two guys who are not in the league, I think. At least one of them for sure.
Drew Brees.
Yep. Brees has nine. Charger game in 05.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then New Orleans. At least a couple times. One game in San Antonio.
Steve McNair?
Nope.
You just said Cutler had five, right?
Five.
No. Tony Romo.
Five. Two games.
Trent Green.
No. He's somewhere though. Maybe.
What's the guy's name? Little guy, quarterback, Carolina to the DeHome, Jake DeHome.
Nope. One.
One. Wow.
Other guys with one.
What a terrible job.
Mitch Trubisky. Sam Darnold.
So
Doug Flutie. Teddy Bridgewater. Kenny Stills.
God.
Colin Kaepernick. Tim Tebow. Donovan McNabb. 2001 on. Only. All right. Dun, dun, dun,
Mark Bulger.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nope. Mark Bulger.
Mark Bulger is on here somewhere. I know I saw his name, but he did not have seven.
Earlier too. It's not Cam Newton.
No, two.
We got one more active guy?
Yep.
Prominent active?
Well, he's not active this week.
But he's in the league.
He's in the league, yeah. Just not active this week.
Was Matthew Stafford already guessed?
He had two, I think I saw.
Oh, is it Andrew Luck?
Yes, Andrew Luck.
That's not active this week. Yeah,
seven.
Sorry. That's the hint. That was the big hint.
The other two, unless you want to take a final stab at it.
No, I feel cooked.
Matt Moore.
Wow.
Oh, look at the disbelief on these faces, everyone.
Matt.
Listen, look at these people,
that's
sports
the worst.
Fans.
That's the
just
worst.
Exasperated by
Matt
that
Moore.
Answer.
That's worse than Brady having
Matt
69.
Matt Moore's a
is
joke.
It? I think that's
there's
worse
a,
than Brady having 69.
What's worse? What's worse? Tom Brady throwing for 69 touchdown passes against the Bills or Matt Moore throwing seven? That's the question?
That's the question. I'm saying Matt Moore is the answer.
And Jay Fiedler.
Oh, okay. That was gettable. Yeah.
I have the average yards, by the way, of each guy.
Oh, yeah.
But Kenny Stills, I feel like that's going to be a big number. Rich Gannon had four touchdown passes against the Bills from 0-2 on. Averaging more than 40 yards. That's pretty good. That's that Charlie Garner play, among others.
Right.
Chris Chandler, 256-yard average. 2001 Falcons. That's the game where I had my ankle surgery. So, there you go.
I don't remember that.
No. Geno Smith, two touchdown passes against the Bills, averaging 60 yards. Really? Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. Where the hell is he? Seattle? Is he in Seattle backing up Russell Wilson now?
I don't know.
I just saw his name for some reason the other day.
But. I know Bortles is the Rams.
Right. I think he's in Seattle.
Okay. I believe you.
That's risky.
We're going to talk some more Bills here. Josh Allen and more with Therese Paylor. Therese Paylor of Yahoo recently sat down with Allen. He'll give us his impressions on the Bills quarterback after this. Sneaky Joe, 7-9. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Fozzie Bear. Did you get an answer to that, by the way?
No, I don't even remember why it was on my mind, but that's how most of those things work. Joe grabs them, and they live forever, and I have no idea what I'm talking about. Then, not right now, I got a grasp on what I'm saying moment. I mean, I think it makes sense. It's coherent. Fozzie Bear, no clue.
Nothing comes to mind.
No.
Joining us now on, sadly, joining us now on the Western Hotline, our friend Therese Paylor of Yahoo. You can find Therese on Twitter at Therese Paylor, TREEZPAYLOR. Therese, we heard you were around this week.
Excuse me, what did you say? I can barely hear you.
Sorry, we heard you were around this week. You were in the area.
Yeah, I was in there for a couple of days. Spent some time checking out the Bills, seeing what's going on out there, man. So I like the Bills. Got the Bills finishing second in the AFC East.
Second is the best we can ever hope for, it seems. It's kind of a tough life.
Right. Yeah, no kidding, right? The good news is that if, at some point, Brady and Belichick are going to have to go, and then the division will be open. So
that's what they keep telling us.
Got to hold on for a little bit longer.
Right. They keep telling us that.
It's been since 2001.
I mean, yeah, right?
I mean, my God, Therese, I don't know what you were doing in 2001. We were not doing this together yet.
You were in college.
College, right.
Actually, no, I wasn't even in college. I was in high school.
Right, yeah. Right. Wow.
Well, they were there together then.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's a good year. We'd all agree. That's a good year if that happens.
That is a good year. Yeah.
So how do they do it? I mean, do you see this team being – I think most people, if you told most people they finished second, how do they answer? Like, what happened? What happened was most people would say defense was dominant and the offense was okay. I mean, it doesn't have to go like that, but I feel like most people would tell you that would be the recipe. No. What do you think?
Well, the good news is that, like, it's not really far-fetched in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, Miami's going to be terrible. So, like, look, I know that, like, that's not, like, an easy place to win sometimes because it's so warm there, but whatever. Like, I think Miami's going to be bad. So, then you got the Jets, and they've got their share of controversy. Like, stuff always seems to pop up there. I just like the drama-free Bills. Like, sue me, man. Like, I'm in on Josh Allen. Like, I believe in him. I think he's going to be good. I had a chance to sit down with him for, like, 30 minutes when I was up at the facility earlier this week. And, like, you know, he's somebody that is just likable. And when you turn on the tape, if people actually bother to, like, watch him play, he can, like, do stuff. He can, like, make plays. And, look, the accuracy is not, like, you know, I got it. The accuracy is not great. But in today's NFL, it's just so important for your quarterback to be able to make a play when things break down. And, like, by any measure, Josh Allen has that. So I like that. And they've surrounded him with some talent. And Sean McDermott knows what he's doing on defense. The Bills are going to be salty on that side of the ball. I just think that this is a team that plays hard is going to finish second.
Well, sounds good to me. Because that, of course, again, would definitely be a good year. You know, like, there's this balance, I think, Therese, with quarterbacks. I just was watching you in this clip on Twitter talking about quarterbacks who talk a good game, by the way. But like the balance, you take what Allen is capable of, and that includes running, which we saw. I mean, he ran for 8 touchdowns last year. That's rare for a quarterback to be able to do. But there's also like a discipline that they want to instill. So, you know, Mahomes comes to mind. When we first started talking to you, it was about him. And like he's just sort of incredible at that kind of feel. Doesn't a coach kind of have to let the quarterback go to explore and create and be his best player?
Yeah, you don't want to sit up here and like nitpick and make the guy second guess himself. Now all of a sudden you've taken the creativity out of him. He can't do anything. That's the worst thing you can do. And I don't think the Bills are going to do that. Like they understand like Josh Allen's greatest ability right now is his ability to create with his feet. So let him do it. And he's got an absolute hose. So let him do it. Like, let him do what he's good at. And remember, he's just a kid. So with time, this structure, playing within the structure, it'll come to him. But if the Bills just kind of let him be and let him create and slowly develop, this guy's going to be a good – he has Pro Bowl talent, you know? And I just think people were in such a rush to kind of kill the guy that it was easy to just kind of miss. Like last year when he played, he was doing stuff.
You know, I think how they handle him and just how much they let him go, I think is a very important part of this to watch. Because, I'm not expecting, Mahomes was off the charts, 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards. So, like, I'm not, like, unbridled creativity, like, just, you know, the world is your canvas. I'm not quite there on Josh Allen. But I do think that you'd be making a mistake trying too hard to rein him in, because otherwise why draft him? Like, if you just want someone to manage the game for you, then you don't draft him seventh overall. You don't draft this guy seventh overall. Maybe you draft somebody else seventh overall, but not that skill set.
Yeah, and to be clear, like, you guys know, like, hey, Mahomes is a completely different deal. Okay, like I told you guys, I told your station within 6 months of that draft that the Bills had made a big mistake. Okay, so I'm also here to tell you that Josh Allen's not Mahomes. He's not going to be Mahomes. Just don't even that's not reasonable. Mahomes is generational. But I'm telling you, is that same guy who's been pretty consistent on that the whole time, he has Pro Bowl talent. He does. He can absolutely, if he continues developing, gets good coaching, he can lead you on a deep playoff run. I believe in that. And I think a big part of that is managing his confidence, letting him do things that help him be confident, and letting his talent show. Let him be who he is as a player. And a big part of that is that creativity. The Bills would be doing him a massive disservice by trying to take that part of the game away from him. I don't think they are.
Well, one thing, Mahomes has obviously the talent and the skill. He also, an ace in the hole there is Andy Reid. And even though Sean McDermott came up under Andy Reid, I do not have Andy Reid here. I mean, I've got Brian Daboll, and it's year two, and we'll see. But, like, the creativity that the offensive coordinator provides, or the head coach who's the coordinator, like McVay and Reid and Nagy and these guys, man, I feel like if anything in the last 5 years has really hit me over the head, it's the value of those guys to scheme it up for these quarterbacks and make it make sense.
See, this is why I like talking to Buffalo Radio. You guys know football. You guys care about football. That's correct. Like, 100%, man. Like, at the end of the day, like, if a quarterback's going to make it, he'll make it not just on his talent, but on the organization he's been drafted to and the coaches – that he's being coached by. And yeah, like, it's up to Brian Daboll to help get the best out of this guy. 100%. But this is a career making opportunity for him. That's something you should remember. If you can, like, develop Josh Allen, he could be a head coach somewhere. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a huge opportunity with a guy this talented. Because in today's NFL, all you got to do is be around a young quarterback that develops to get a head coaching job. So, you know, that's one thing to keep an eye on, man. Like, this is a huge opportunity for Brian Daboll. I'm sure, you know, that's not lost on him. And, you know, we're going to see how it goes. But you're right. The coaching aspect of it is important. It's important for Daboll to rise to the occasion there, too.
Yeah. Young quarterback or not, Adam Gase made his bones helping Peyton Manning, who was hardly young by the time he got hooked up with him, and he's ridden that into two head coaching gigs, even though he flamed out in one with a young quarterback, no less.
That's a good question, how he got a second one.
Right.
That is a good question.
Yeah, and he got a second one, exactly, just like you said.
Yeah.
Let's take a break here, get you more with Therese Paylor from Yahoo coming up right after this on WGR.
With Therese Paylor of Yahoo. You can find Therese on Twitter at Therese Paylor. Hey, by the way, you mentioned remembering coming on with us to talk about Mahomes. We were talking about that last hour, that conversation. And what I was wondering is, because you were with Kansas City Star then, I think. And what if you know, what was plan B for the Chiefs? So they make the trade with the Bills, and also yep. Deshaun Watson goes two picks later. Like, do you know that? Do you know if Kansas City had designs on him if they didn't get Mahomes, or just what their plan was?
I'd have to speculate because I know they were, as an organization, 100% in to like getting as high as they needed to go to get Mahomes.
Okay.
So there's not a whole lot of talk about the second choice because everyone wanted it.
Okay.
But I think. They did like Deshaun Watson a lot. And I'm pretty...
The secret's oat. For nourishing your sensitive skin, start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps. Thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Confident, like, they liked him enough where he, like, would have been the guy if they got scooped by, by like, another team from Mahomes. I think they would have done something similar to get Watson. I think, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay. Yeah, they moved from 27 to 10, if I remember right, in that trade. And that's a big jump. They might have been talking above 10, and they might have thought, too, they could just keep going down for a while. I don't know. Like, Patrick Mahomes didn't have to be a first-round pick that night, the way it was sounding.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think somebody told me that I trust that they wouldn't have gone up quite as high for Watson, but they would have traded up to get him. They wouldn't have gone to 10 to get Watson, but they would have tried to get him.
See,
I think that's, yeah.
What a move that is. Like, I love that trade for the Bills. And Tre'Davious White is excellent.
Yeah,
like,
he's a good player.
They got White, and they got a first-round pick the next year. And so I love that for them. But for Kansas City to have had Alex Smith, who had taken them to the playoffs, and, you know, you're trying to get that one more thing to be able to go farther, and instead they draft a quarterback for the future, I mean – I don't mean it's crazy. It was just like, whoa. I mean, where's that stud pass rusher or somebody you were going to use that pick for to help me beat Pittsburgh? And instead, they do this. And look how good they look now. I mean, they traded way up, traded a first-round pick. Look how good they look.
Well, that's interesting. If you still like to trade for Buffalo, you must really believe in Josh Allen.
Well, I mean, I look at the draft as if nobody knows what's going to happen, because I think that that's right. That's what history shows us. So if I can get an extra first-round pick, that team was just okay. If I can do – I was all for it. You know, I was all for it other years, too, when they did the opposite. But, like, I liked Lamar Jackson for the draft where they got Allen, because he was way less expensive. So, you know, that's kind of how I look at the draft. I'd rather just not have to spend like crazy to get guys that, you know, you have to hope that they hit – And so that's what happened, though. That's the point. With the Chiefs, obviously, they hit a home run.
Yeah, they hit a home run. But Josh Allen's a good player, too.
So let's talk around the league a little bit, Therese. How about what's going on with the running backs and Elliott and Gordon holding out? You know, the way people talk about running backs now makes you wonder if teams just – it's not quite like this, but just don't care – if their good running back stays away. Like, so where do you see it going?
I don't like it. Like, smart teams use running backs very effectively, right? So I do think this is a thing, though. Like, teams are, like, kind of de-emphasizing the position just because, like, you know, those guys age quicker than the other ones because of the physical toll. Like, I think this is just going to continue. Like, guys might continue to get taken early if they're a running back, but teams would be reluctant to pay them unless you're just Barry Sanders or Adrian Peterson or something. As somebody who's pretty old school, who enjoys watching the game with running backs involved, it's not great. You know, think about the ways the Bills used, like, Thurman Thomas. Like, that was fun to watch. You know, Thurman could run, Thurman could catch. You know, he can run different types of run concepts. Like, that's great football. Like, the run game's a part of football. A run game's a part of the beauty of football. So I actually kind of hope that they tweak the rules and give defenses more of a fighting chance against the pass, because I think that'll lead to the run again. And the run is a beautiful part of football.
Yeah, I find myself more and more, Therese, when this comes up with a guest like yourself, wanting to mention that I feel – I know, like, all – everybody in the sport Like Ezekiel Elliott is probably not going to want for anything by the time his career is over. I mean, his health might be who knows what, but like he's going to be handsomely paid one way or another. But there is with what's happening with quarterback salaries and what's happened with receivers and cornerbacks and all these other positions that just keep going up and up and up. To be in a position that from the time if you're really good as a high school player playing running back, like you are getting smashed up. 10 games a year, 15 games a year for 8 years before you start getting paid. And then as soon as you start getting paid, they're ready to replace you. Like, it sucks, I think, for those guys.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Because, look, if you're really big time, you'll start as a freshman. That's 3 years in college. You come out immediately. You got the five-year rookie deal plus two franchise tags. I mean, theoretically, you could be taking punishment for 10 years. Before you see, you know, the massive, massive payday, which is patently unfair.
Right on. All right, so what else do you have? Like, are you just going to new cities all the time in your job at Yahoo?
Yeah, so I just finished up my camp tour. Buffalo was stop 12 of 12. I haven't written my story yet. I encourage you guys to follow me on Twitter, at Terez Paylor, D-E-R-E-Z, P-A-Y-L-O-R. You can follow more of my camp stories, and my Bill story, I think, could come out early next week. It'll be on Josh Allen, and I've also got a Kirk Cousins story coming too. So yeah, I travel a decent amount looking for interesting dorky football stories, that type of deal.
Love it. What did you think of Cousins?
I think that they're doing a lot to like prop him up, so like they're definitely gonna use the play action to his benefit. He's comfortable with it. They brought in Gary Kubiak to really hammer it at home, you know, like they're gonna lean on the running game and lean on play action to make and the defense to try to make a Super Bowl run. I mean, it can work about once every 8 years, 9 years that works, right? once every 9 years, like an above average quarterback gets hot in the playoffs and rise like a super good defense to like a Super Bowl. Like that happens.
Yeah.
That is an unfrequent occurrence, but it does happen. So that's what they're banking on, I think.
Yeah, right. It would be more likely in the NFC all these years because you don't have New England, right? So
But
Flacco might be who you're thinking about. Like that holds up, right? Okay.
Yep.
All right,
and then
Tourette.
Before that, remember it was Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Like guys, like even a couple of the Eli Manning, even one of the Eli Manning ones was a little, you know. So
right, their team was about getting pressure on Brady. That's what he made some throws, of course, but it was more like that they were able to handle the Patriot offense than it was what they did offensively.
All right, Therese, any questions for us?
No, I'm good, guys.
All right, thanks for your time.
All right, that's the end of the line for us today. We'll be back tomorrow at 3. Stay tuned. Sneaky Joe ahead with the nightcap right here on WGR.
And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Gentlemen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.